Bassist Victor Kraus has appeared on the CDs of many Grammy nominees and winning artists. He plays on Lyle Lovett's My Baby Don't Tolerate, nominated this year for Best Country Album. Now Victor Kraus gets to shine on his own with his debut solo CD. Far From Enough has just been released on Nonesuch Records. Victor Kraus joins us from the studios of member station WNYC in New York. Hi, Victor.
Hello.
It says here you grew up in Champaign, Illinois. You played piano, trumpet, and you sang in the school productions growing up. And eventually, you got around to taking up the double bass. Why of all instruments, that?
Well, I had seen somebody in the middle school orchestra. I guess I was about 10 or 11 when I became interested in it. And I just thought it looked neat. Just had kind of a ominous quality. I don't know if I thought ominous at the time, but looking back at it, maybe so.
It doesn't sound, though, as the it wouldn't be the obvious choice if to play in a rock band or something like that. Certainly,
my interest in rock music kind of came later. Starting off on the double bass, and then some people in high school asked if I wanted to play electric bass in a group of theirs, and not really interested in it that much. Kind of did it as a popularity thing, and didn't make me more popular, but I.
didn't help you win any dates, huh?
No, but it was took me in places musically that I didn't think I would necessarily end up loving as much as I do now.
On the CD, Far From Enough, there are playing with you everyone from Bill Frisell and on guitar, dobro player Jerry Douglas, Steve Jordan on drums. And what's interesting is that even though you play the double bass on the CD, it's not a CD of double bass solos. It seems almost a showcase for the other artists.
Yeah, that was pretty deliberate on my part. I think the bass has kind of been a vehicle for me to be in the band and as much of an arranger as, thinking from a bass standpoint, that it's such a powerful arranger. And I've never thought of myself as necessarily like a super chops guy, or I kind of wanted to more so focus on the writing element more so than the playing element.
Perhaps the most famous other artist on this album happens to be your sister, Allison Kraus. I understand the two of you used to play in fiddle competitions together?
Yes, that's correct.
And is there much of a sibling rivalry going on?
No, not at all. It's been wonderful how much success she's had and deserves every bit of it. And I think it's always been a treat to work together.
Now, she's known as a fiddle player and also as a beautiful vocalist. She has a beautiful voice. On this CD, though, she's singing wordless vocals. Did you try to do that, to cast her in a different light?
Yeah, I think, with Jerry as well, in terms of putting it into an area that that they don't get to do every day. And, like with the wordless vocals, I kind of envisioned her as being the role of like a synthesizer or even orchestral parts.
But she does sing the words of one song, Big Log, a Robert Plant song, of all things, the Led Zeppelin vocalist.
My love is in league with the freeway.
Why did you decide to record this song? Were you a big Zeppelin fan?
Yeah, I still am a huge Led Zeppelin fan. Their music is probably, of anyone, probably influenced me the most. It was funny, both my sister and I kind of had come to the conclusion independently that we both really loved this song, and it occurred to me that I thought this song would fit really well with the other tunes on the record. And when I suggested to her, she said, oh, I'd always really wanted to do that song.
Secret that burns.
other heavy metal groups that influenced you?
Yeah, definitely. AC/DC is a big one for me as well. That group, I mean, I really kind of started listening to them in the latter part of college. And
it just seems so incongruous, if I might interrupt, though, to think of AC/DC and what you're playing. Is there anything on the album, on the CD, that that you could point to as being influenced by them?
Yes, Tended. There's a pretty good ripoff in there, just in terms of what's going on stylistically. Kind of, there's one tune called Live Wire that bass wise kind of feels a little bit like that, and then there was a vamp that occurred in a live setting that did Bad Boy Boogie, and these are all probably from like mid 70s.
You've worked over the years with musicians who are redefining bluegrass, stretching it into something between bluegrass, country, jazz, rock. Is this the future, do you think, for bluegrass? Are the barriers between the genres coming down to some extent?
Well, it seems like that's happening in any kind of music. For instance, Bill's music, I mean, it's hard to classify him necessarily as jazz, per se, either, even though it's improvisatory music. And I would probably say that's the same, to kind of put a finger on where to necessarily find this record of mine.
In college at the University of Illinois, you studied composition and created electronic and tape music compositions, mm-hmm. and I understand you're an avid collector of effects pedals. I'm wondering if you have a favorite that you've used on this CD and where we might hear it.
Wow, I am a hopeless pedal geek. And
Now, a pedal geek, I mean, we're talking about kind of the wah-wah and different...
Yeah, distortions, ring modulators, phasers, flangers. Actually, we were pretty conservative in terms of pedal use on this. Some of the records that I've ended up producing, a couple of records that it seems like almost everything I own makes an appearance on there. But we were pretty conservative. There's a tune that is called "Here to Be Me," which is like I think it's the second to last tune where we ended up using an envelope filter. It was a DOD FX25, which is like a really common pedal.
And looking at the CD cover and the liner notes inside, I notice an awful lot of pictures of Volkswagen Beetles. There's one on the cover, and in fact, it's in the garage and in the stall next to the garage is your double bass. I'm wondering what's up with that.
Yeah, I have the same problem with VW memorabilia as I do with pedals and other stuff. Yeah, I'm just a bit avid VW fan, especially. I have a 66 restored Beetle. And
is that the one on the cover with the with the German license tag on it?
Yes. Actually, a friend of my parents, when my sister was born, gave me a Tonka VW because they knew that the next baby would be getting the attention for the, you know, just being the new baby. And it became my favorite toy. And I still have it, but it is, you know, it's completely mutilated, and I just started collecting them.
And does your double bass fit into a VW Bug?
Unless it does.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Actually, anything after 66, though, it doesn't fit. The seat backs, like the neck rest, ended up being introduced in 67, so anything before that, it will fit.
Victor Krause, his new CD, Far From Enough, is on Nonesuch Records. He joined us from the studios of member station WNYC in New York. Victor, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
There's more on Victor Krause, including full music cuts from the CD, on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor.